It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Tuesday, November 13th. I'm Jay Gabler, back from Iceland. I did not meet Bjork, but I did shake a Sugar Cube's hand, which is really more than you could reasonably expect.
I mean, that's pretty darn close.
Yeah, and we do have some Bjork news today as well.
Yay! Welcome back, Jay. This is Jade, and I have a story on the way all about maybe you shouldn't throw rocks in glass houses or something thereabout.
But first, here are a few more of today's music headlines. A museum exhibit about the life and music of Leonard Cohen is coming to New York. It's called Leonard Cohen, A Crack in Everything. It premiered in Montreal, and it'll actually fill two floors of the Jewish Museum in New York when it opens there in April before heading to Copenhagen and then San Francisco.
What's going to fill two floors?
According to the New York Times, the multimedia exhibition features commissioned works by international artists and pays tribute to Cohen's music, poetry, and lyrics. Speaking of tributes, a tribute concert honoring Chris Cornell will feature performances by Metallica, Foo Fighters, and Ryan Adams, plus members of Chris Cornell's band Soundgarden, Temple of the Dog, and Audioslave. It's going down in LA on January 16th. It will be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel, and proceeds will go to charity. In a statement, Chris Cornell's widow Vicky said, quote, "We are honored to have all these amazing artists and friends come together to pay tribute to and show their love and appreciation for Chris, his music, and the mark he's left on the world." So Christina Aguilera asked to sing with a reggae bar band in New Orleans, and the band took a pass.
You know, watching the video of this is so uncomfortable. I really feel other people's awkward moments, possibly as intensely or more intensely. And watching it as she walks up to the guy and she's like, "Hey, you want me to sing?" And he's like, "No." And she's like, "No, you don't. Okay, that's fine." It just, oh, no.
Yeah, I heard fan shot, like, video of awkward incident involving Christina Aguilera, and I was ready to wince, and I kind of did for the reasons you outlined, but she was very nice about the whole situation.
Super sweet.
She actually performed a concert in the city, and on stage, she described the incident, and she said she was thinking, "It's okay. You're just not feeling me." And the video shows her sort of, you know, kind of walk dancing away as the band starts playing "No, No, No." But the band leader actually talked to a local radio station, and Claude Bryant, the leader of this reggae band, said he just didn't recognize Christina Aguilera. He said, "I'm sorry, Christina. I didn't recognize her because she had a cap over her head and over her eyes. She was in a jersey. She didn't introduce herself to me." But how chill is New Orleans that you can literally be Christina Aguilera dancing apparently for an extended period of time to this reggae band, and even by the time you get up to, like, ask to sing, the bar is still not on fire with the news that Christina Aguilera is there. It's New Orleans. People are just hanging out.
No, no, no.
I go to a lot of live shows, and I prefer to go to kind of newer bands, check them out in kind of small, more intimate venues. But I do enjoy going to these bigger shows, you know, go to stadium, go to arena, because of the spectacle. Because these artists are always working, sometimes months in advance, to come up with these really cool and special and interesting designs. So it makes sense that Lorde was very upset when she saw Kid See Ghost, that's Kanye West's new project with Kid Cudi, and on their stage, this floating transparent box lit with neon lights. And why was she upset? Well, she posted a series of photos of both her show, and Jay, I think you were at her show with me when we actually saw this in person.
It was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Really added to the drama. She showed this series of photos of both her show and Kid See Ghost on Instagram, and she said, "I'm proud of the work I do, and it's flattering when other artists feel inspired by it to the extent that they try it on themselves. But don't steal. Not from women or anyone else, not in 2018 or ever." And you know what? When you look at the photos, they do look a lot alike. Well, Lorde's designer for her show, Ez Devlin, who actually has worked with Kanye West in the past, but didn't work with him on this project, said, "You know what? I just have a thing for these lit boxes. I've used them in the past." She actually showed some of her design work going back to 2007. And she said she didn't see imitation at work here. She actually found it more interesting, and this is such an artist-designer thing to say, that they were both drawn to a fragile floating room, the world unmoored from gravity. And Kanye's actual company that worked with him kind of laid it out a little bit more bluntly and said, "Lorde isn't the first person to use floating glass boxes." So no, maybe it's not a direct copy, and they probably won't stop using it, but Lorde isn't giving them the green light on this one.
Music fans are psyched about some big live show announcements, and this is where we're going to get to Bjork. But first, a couple other big show announcements. Robin has announced a North American tour supporting her wildly anticipated new album, Honey.
Oh my God, Jay, I'm already trying to decide, am I seeing this in New York? Am I seeing this in Seattle? Or am I sticking in Minnesota and seeing it at the Palace Theater? I'm very excited about that show.
Why choose? Go to all of them. There are only 11 dates on this tour, which begins February 23rd in Los Angeles, wraps up on March 14th in Toronto. And as a measure of just how high anticipation is for this tour, a previously announced show at Madison Square Garden, not a small venue, on March 8th, already sold out. Then there's also a tour announcement from Carlos Santana, who's heading off celebrating both the 50th anniversary of Woodstock and the 20th anniversary of his album Supernatural, the album best known for the inescapable hit Smooth.
Give me a Matchbox 20 reunion on stage with Santana.
Anything could happen on this tour. That album Supernatural actually is the all-time best-selling album by a Hispanic artist. So huge landmark, whether or not you loved it, it's a big deal. And Carlos Santana, still at the spry age of 71, which is younger than I thought he would be given everything he's accomplished in his life, but he's heading off on a long tour. And before and after that tour, he'll actually plant down at Las Vegas for a pair of residencies. So if Carlos Santana is on your bucket list, now is the time. You've got the opportunity, probably coming up at a city near you. Okay, Bjork. She has announced, not a tour, but her most elaborate stage concert yet.
What? She's always doing something bonkers.
That comes in her own words in a social media post announcing a concert titled Cornucopia. So this is going to mark the opening of The Shed, which you might have heard about. It's a huge new art space that's launching in New York City. It's been under development for a long time. It's been widely buzzed about. And yeah, this is pretty much the only way you could have any kind of event that would match in magnitude the hype around this space, The Shed. So Bjork is presenting this concert and she writes, quote, "This winter, I will prepare my most elaborate stage concert yet, where the acoustic and digital will shake hands, encouraged by a bespoke team of collaborators."
That sounds so Bjork.
And just as a measure of how ambitious this show is, it has its own stage director, John Tiffany, who also directed Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. So Bjork has shared an image promoting this upcoming concert. Jade has not yet seen it. I have seen it, and I'm going to show it to Jade right now.
I mean, I'm not laughing at Bjork. I'm laughing because it's amazing. It's so, I mean, there's a flute, there's a mask, and there's some sort of, like she said, an organic shape sort of growing out of Bjork.
Let's just name check Georgia O'Keeffe, and we'll just, you know, we'll just go from there.
Pretty much.
In other Bjork news, a New York Times profile of Chris Lyons, the guy who designed those fascinating fake Freddie Mercury teeth for Bohemian Rhapsody, points out he's the same guy who designed a giant 30-foot Bjork mouth for her 2015 video Mouth Mantra. In today's viral video, Celine Dion gets arrested.
This is such a weird way to promote children's clothing.
Okay, so this is a video that's actually an ad for Celine Dion's new children's clothing line. It's called Celine New, and it's a gender-neutral children's clothing line. So the video starts with Celine getting arrested, slammed to the ground, cuffs being put on her, and she's saying, "I'm Celine Dion!" And then it flashes back. This is all in the context of this minute and a half video, and to explain why she was arrested. And it turns out her offense was breaking into a nursery.
Yeah, there are small babies, and she sneaks in with a bag and then blows glitter dust on the babies. All of a sudden, they're wearing very cute outfits, sure. But then security comes in because she's in there throwing dust on small newborn babies.
Very understandable, the response. Actually, it's the response you would hope security would have if someone came in and blew dust on your baby. Although, in the context of the ad, we do learn that the magical effect of the dust transforms the kids' little respective blue and pink onesies into these black and white design onesies. Some of them have stars. Some of them say New Order. I feel like I don't actually have children, but I kind of want to have a kid just so I can put the kid in a gender-neutral onesie from Celine Dion.
And she gave us the new catchphrase of the rest of 2018, But I'm Celine Dion.
Well, here's my question. Now, is she actually going to be arrested for violating the copyright of the band New Order?
Questions on top of questions, Jay.
It's okay, it's okay. I'm Celine Dion.
And that's today's music news. You can see that bizarre, but also kind of beautiful video and read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle, and we're all hanging out over on Facebook, because it's what you do, when you have a group called The Current Music News. You can search for that group and find it and join it and talk with us, with our producers, and keep tabs on what's going on behind the scenes on the podcast and what's happening in the music news world. We'll be back tomorrow with more, guess what? Music news.
We may thrust them forward into the future, but the chorus will always be theirs to choose.